As Adrian Wideven of the DNR tracks the wolf population in the winter snows of Wisconsin, he's also looking for other tracks.
Part of the wolf surveys we're doing each winter, our snow track surveys, are intended as a broad carnivore survey, and the cougar are one of those species that we're searching for.
If the DNR still doesn't have definitive proof of mountain lions, they are not lacking in anecdotal reports. On a Wisconsin Public Radio talk show, Wideven heard from eyewitnesses in Plover.
We saw a large, tawny animal cross the road, probably 50 yards ahead of us. We both got a good look at it and kind of looked at each other in astonishment.
In Deerbrook, north of Antigo.
I got awoken to, it sounded like two big, huge cats fighting. They slammed into the door, and I heard something on the back side of my garage. And it was like a deep growl, like that was the mother.
And on the Flambeau River in Hawkins.
It was about 9 feet long, if I had to guess, from tip to tail. Now, maybe I'm exaggerating that a little, but I know the tail of the cougar. I know what a cougar looks like.
Despite the number of eyewitness accounts, Wideven says he's still looking for hard evidence.
Would be very interested in being able to verify a cougar population, but as of yet have not been able to verify a wild cougar in the state.
Wildlife ecologists caution that doesn't mean the big cats aren't here. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.